In addition to the excellent food that we expect in fine dining experiences across most of the globe, we also expect to be served with an attentive staff who have warm, inviting smiles throughout our entire experience. But not so in Russia. Russian waiters are notoriously irritable, impatient, and unapologetically rude with their customers. Why is this? Because it turns out that the culture of treating the customer poorly goes back decades, with its origins in a time where food supply was minimal and long lines for bread were the norm. So you can imagine who held the power in this environment. It was the holders of the food. In fact, it wasn't unusual for restaurant owners and wait staff to refuse to serve anyone at their discretion because they held the power. Fast forward many decades to 1994 when Russia was trying to change their culture, and at this time McDonald's opened its first location in an experiment to test if their model could work. But the first huge problem they ran into was how much time and effort it took to train the new employees. You see, Russians were not accustomed to smiling at their customers and treating them with kindness and respect. This was literally a foreign concept. But what they learned shocked them, that by giving away their power to the customer, they actually attracted more respectable customers. That McDonald's became the place to go and hang out. McDonald's thrived. Sure, they continued to have some poor visitors and customers, but they attracted enough good customers to make this unconditional kindness worth it. Fine dining in Russia suffered as a result of people flocking to less quality food in the favor of more kindness, patience, and equal power. So what does this mean in recruiting? It's my opinion and my observation, that is, that this attitude of the old Russian wait staff might have a parallel with the attitude of some hiring managers in the real estate industry in the U.S. That is, they believe that they hold some sort of power or needed to not feel inconvenienced by people. And while I have not been serving the industry long enough to know how this attitude originally developed, I'm guessing it was when managers believed it was important to not be inconvenienced until the candidate proved themselves worthy of respect and kindness. Perhaps to protect their time from being used in their minds unwisely. Now, this interpretation just comes from what I've heard is what the number one complaint, the fear of wasted time in interviewing. But one needs to consider the unintended consequences of holding this attitude. Any attitude that even minutely shifts in this direction will inadvertently attract only the most desperate, less qualified people. Because savvy candidates will smell this a mile away and will not tolerate this unequal distribution of power and lack of respect and kindness, and will look for a place where that is given. So some of you might need to figure out why you might be losing some candidates to your competitors by assessing your attitude in each of your interviews and each of your conversations. Now remember the five-star service and the Russian McDonald's workers. That to attract and keep the best, it'll be worth it to give away some power. And know that for every two candidates you might feel like are wasting your time, there's a third who will be an asset to you and your business for years to come.